Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Fleetwood Mac's most successful album, Rumours, was released on this day in 1977. It won the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year in 1978. The record has sold over 45 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Lindsay Buckingham.
Invest in us as people because they could see, and it was very well documented. Thank God it wasn't today, where everything is so much more, you know, there's no decorum at all anymore. But everyone knew that these songs, the subject matter was what we were living. And I think that there was an investment in not just the music, but in the people who made the music because of that. A soap opera, perhaps.
A year later in 78, the Bee Gees began a four-week stint at the number one spot on the US singles chart with Stayin' Alive. From the film soundtrack Saturday Night Fever, it gave the brothers their fifth US number one, also a number one hit in the UK. The only surviving member of the group is the eldest brother, Barry.
Saturday Night Fever was our title, and the music was a contributing factor, but you've got to remember that it was a John Travolta movie, and it was a lot of contributing factors that added up to being a phenomenon. Now, phenomena is something you never predict, nor can you ever expect, and we're just very proud to be a part of it.
Culture Club started a three-week run at the number one spot on the US singles chart on this day in 84. Karma Chameleon, the group's fifth US top 10 hit, also a number one hit in the UK.
Well, the reason that we called the band Culture Club is so that we could adopt all kinds of cultures into the music that we're doing, you know, and our music is very diverse. It's not like, it's not bland pop music, although a lot of people would call it bland. It's a very, very cultural kind of music, and I think that is why it's successful.
Turning 46 today, actress and singer Natalie Imbruglia, who had the 1997 hit Torn, also known to audiences as Beth Brennan in the popular Aussie soap Neighbours.
It's funny about Torn because everybody claimed at the time that, oh, I knew it was going to be a hit. You know, all the record company people and different people are like, I knew it was that song. But truly speaking, I don't think anybody knew how much that song was going to connect, like how far and wide its reach would be. And I think we're all pleasantly surprised. To be honest, I was more concerned that people were going to throw tomatoes at me or something because I was about the eighth person on Neighbours about to put out music. I can't stop, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. Today, your music for Thursday, Feb 4 at Mix 104.9.